This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
DJB Health Show. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell from ForbiddenDoctor.com. I have really enjoyed being able to do this series of podcasts as a part of the DJB Health Show with myself and Dr. Ken Kronhaus on the other end, being able to deliver to you on a regular basis, you know, pertinent things, cutting edge things, what's necessary to know and what might be superfluous as far as the world of health is going on right now. And I just got back from visiting my parents in Florida. My father is about to turn 96, and my mother's almost 90. I might have mentioned this in the last podcast. I don't recall, but I remember having a discussion with my mother about hurricanes. And I said, you know, you really empower these hurricanes down here by giving them names. And I think, what was it, the last couple of decades anyway, they started using female names as well. And I said, we're just coming out of a really long, hard winter out in the Intermountain West, and we've only got one name out there, and we just call it Old Man Winter. And it is finally coming to an end, and I think today the temperatures might even be in the 50s. So I'm really looking forward to that. As I sit here with my good friend Bob on the other end, putting this program together for you, and I still want to talk to you about nutrition. And something that has dawned on me as I get further into these various nutritional concepts that have been around since the dawn of time is that the quest for superior nutrition has never been easy. Most of the public that deals with their various sicknesses and diseases, and you probably were brought up the same way I was. If there's a particular problem, an ear infection, a sore throat, a chest congestion that won't go away, we're always marshaling off to the nearest care center, medical care center, to get a prescription because we think pill. If there's a problem, we think there's got to be a pill for it. And that is the programming, the propaganda. You see a plethora of commercials on television now for all kinds of drugs you've never even heard of. And as much as I deal with my patients personally, with the drugs that they bring to me, saying, this is what I'm taking. Because anytime I start with a new patient, I always want to know, tell me what you're taking nutritionally, tell me what you're taking medicinally, because it may have a profound impact on the presenting symptoms that you come in here with. And it becomes increasingly apparent when, and I'm up on this. I mean, I follow this stuff, but I'm seeing all kinds of drugs showing up now I never heard of before. So I pull out my cell phone and do a quick little scan on Hippocrates or some other telephone or cell phone app that I can look up a drug really quick. And some of them aren't even listed yet in some of the, you know, good drug, bad drug lists that exist out there. And it finally dawned on me. This is a continuing of the programming to always think that if you have a problem, there's a pill. And although most of the drugs that are being shown, you know, right there in your face when you're watching sports or you're watching some drama or you're watching some primetime television program or especially mainstream media news, there's some new drug that pops up and it has no relevance to you in your life whatsoever. They know that. They know that when they put this stuff on the screen. What they're trying to do is to condition your mind to think if you have a problem, there's a pill. Now, I think that's the avenue I want to take with you today because more and more, increasingly, I'll have patients who are saying, Dr. Jack, I've, I've got this craving. This craving just suddenly started showing up. Now, I've been hearing this for a while, but I seem to be hearing it more and more. And as we get older, one of the things that's absolutely consistent with, not necessarily geriatric health, in fact, I don't even know what age geriatrics begins, to tell you the truth, but somewhere after the age of 45, our food choices, or lack of good food choices, it starts to catch up with us. And there's a certain level of malnutrition that begins to be displayed inside the body. And our bodies have this marvelous warning system. And like for a vitamin C, a calcium deficiency, Mother Nature's greatest sign that you are deficient in calcium is the appearance of cold sores. Cankers inside the mouth, cold sores on the lips, is just a beautiful representation of your deficiency of calcium. When you supplement with calcium, especially calcium lactate is the only form of calcium that I recommend. The most common calcium out there is calcium chloride. Your body has a very hard time breaking down calcium chloride. When you take a calcium chloride supplement, most of it's going to go out the bottom. But calcium lactate is only one enzyme step away from the only form of calcium your body can use, which is calcium bicarbonate. And so anytime patients show up, especially in the wintertime, because there's a vitamin D sunshine aspect to this as well, and they have a cold sore or they're complaining of a canker in their mouth or something like that, I start telling them about calcium lactate right away, especially a calcium lactate tablet. This is the funniest thing in the world. If you have a canker or a cold sore, you take one of these little tiny calcium lactate tablets and you lick it so it's wet and you stick it to the canker inside your mouth or the cold sore on the outside. It'll sting at first, but the sting will pass away. I'm telling you, within 24 hours, it'll be almost 50 to 75% gone, and in the next 24 hours, almost completely eliminated. Now, you don't have to walk around with this big old or this white pill stuck on your lip at work or school or wherever else that you're traveling to. But you do it for a few minutes to get that calcium inside because your immune system cannot work without calcium. And the more deficient you become in calcium, the more these little opportunistic things begin to show up. So that's one of the great little tricks I wanted to tell you. If you're interested in a very, very good form, a good source of calcium lactate, go to orders@forbiddendoctor.com and tell the people you need calcium lactate, and they'll take care of you from there. orders@forbiddendoctor.com. So but along with signs from Mother Nature that there are certain deficiencies that show up in this particular way, Mother Nature also has blessed you with cravings. And I think I want to take a few minutes and tell you about that, because it's beginning to be very, very specific with a lot of the research that's going on here in these areas of nutrition. When you have a certain craving for something, it's usually an indication coming from a part of the brain called the hypothalamus and other parts of the brain telling you, we need this, we need this. No, so you're driving up a hill in your car and the engine starts knocking. And what the engine is telling you, we need a higher octane gas in here, please. If you could just give us a little higher, move from the lower to the middle octane, the knocking will disappear. Those of you who are familiar with engine knock, and when they took lead out of the gasoline, everybody's engine started to knock at some point or another until you put in a higher octane gas. The same thing can happen like chocolate, for instance. Do you crave chocolate? I think almost everybody enjoys a chocolate in some form or another. I like dark chocolate. I like chocolates at least 75% cacao or higher. It's not as sweet, obviously, but there's some good things in this kind of chocolate that you don't normally find in other foods. Usually, the biggest indication of a chocolate craving is a magnesium deficiency. Isn't that interesting? Where do we find magnesium? We're going to find it in nuts. You're going to find it in seeds. You're going to find it in legumes. You're going to find it in some fruits. But when you have a chocolate craving, what do you do? Well, you reach for the chocolate. which is not necessarily a good idea unless it's the really dark chocolate. Because, and what's the difference between milk chocolate and dark chocolate? Well, the sugar level. How much cream is in there and how much sugar is in there. And so you could say, well, maybe the craving for the chocolate is the sugar. That's a good argument. I wouldn't argue with you on that. You're probably right to some degree. But deeper underneath the sugar is a craving for magnesium. And magnesium is essential to several different functions in the human body, not the least of which can lead to atrial fibrillation, deficiencies of it. And so, and this is one, I have some medical doctors I take care of as patients, and we've had this discussion in the past, where I said, you guys go to med school, and your introduction to nutrition is, you know, a half-hour lecture, maybe an hour-long lecture for the most part, about how, you know, if you have scurvy, you need vitamin C. If you have a pink toothbrush after brushing your teeth, or the teeth begin to get a little loose, or you, redness in your gums, you know that that's a vitamin C deficiency. And so if you will take some vitamin C, it will help to prevent this kind of a scurvy thing. But what they're not taught is if you have scurvy, and there's a lot of different kinds of scurvy, and the heart can have scurvy. I'll talk about that probably in a future podcast. The gut can have scurvy. All these things can lead to an indication of vitamin C deficiencies. So what they say in the medical training for nutrition is, if you have scurvy starting to show up, you should take some vitamin C. But what they're not taught is if you're suffering from some kind of scurvy problem, you need a lot of vitamin C to cure the scurvy. And that's where a lot of the breakdown takes place. That's where they begin to lose their position. And they, and instead, they want you to be taking some kind of drug. So when we get back, we're going to take a break. When we get back, I want to talk to you about other kinds of cravings that you might have and the deficiency it might lead to. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell, and we'll continue with more of the DJV Health Show coming up next.
Our most vulnerable veterans are isolated at hospitals. And during their greatest time of need, their loved ones can have little or no contact with them. Imagine having to shelter in place forever. Learn how you can help at healvets.org. Help Heal Veterans, with the support of citizens like you, is making things better together. Learn more at healvets.org. This message is furnished by Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization.
Shopping cars online is a hassle, or is it? You probably search this site, that site, browse here, search there. Who has the time or the patience? Autotempest.com is the internet's best car shopping tool. With one easy search, see all the cars from the web's top car shopping sites all at once. Why browse some of the cars when Autotempest.com gives you everything? Autotempest.com, all the cars, one search.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need. Indoor or outdoor, repair or redesign, and we handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com to get started.
Now's the time to earn your bragging rights and rule the road in a powerful Dodge vehicle. With enough style, horsepower, and performance to make your muscle car dreams come true, it's no wonder J.D. Power named Dodge the number one ranked brand in initial quality and driver appeal for mass market brands. Join the Brotherhood and experience the strength of Dodge muscle today. Visit Dodge.com or see your local Dodge dealer for great deals. Tied for initial quality study. For J.D. Power 2020 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Welcome back to the DJV Health Show. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell at jackstockwell.com. So I've been talking to you about the chocolate cravings. Could be a magnesium deficiency. Now, when it comes to eating nuts, the best thing in the world is in a raw form. When you roast a nut, you destroy the fat structure that's inside that nut. Now, I know salted, roasted nuts are delicious. I like it just as much as you do. But anytime you start cooking nuts or you start roasting seeds, you end up killing a lot of the natural nutritional value of that particular product. But we know that walnuts, pistachios, macadamias, those three right there are probably the three most healthiest nuts on the planet in an unroasted condition. Someone once said, well, an unroasted, a lot of these things are bitter. Yeah, well, they're bitter because they're probably a commercial form that is in soil that is minerally deficient. And anytime you bite into a nut and it's bitter, go find the nuts that aren't bitter. I know that's a simplistic thing to say, but that's really important. It should not be bitter. So the other thing I was saying there earlier before the break was, if you have a chocolate craving, it could be a sugar craving as well at the same time. That's probably true. So what could your body be deficient in that would lead to a sugar craving other than just a sugar habit? Because a lot of times at work or even around the house or you work at home, whatever, sometimes, so if you have a sugary-based breakfast, which would be breakfast cereal, it's a sugar, in my opinion, breakfast cereal is a sugar breakfast. You read the labels and see how much sugar is in there. And if you start having cravings mid-morning before you even get to lunch, this is falling back into some previous podcasts that we've talked about relative to high carbohydrate, low protein, low fat diets. But if you can't get away from a sugary food craving, a sweet craving, the first thing I always look for is chromium. Chromium is absolutely necessary for your body to process sugar. There's something called the glucose tolerance test that's looking for how your body handles sugar. But there's also the glucose tolerance factor.
the ability of the body and the pancreas to handle sugar levels in the system. And chromium is so vitally important. Where's a good source of chromium? Organic broccoli, organic grapes, hard cheeses, and pasture free-range chicken. Now, whenever you hear me talking about animal products, you'll always hear me steering away from commercially sourced beef, lamb, pork, chicken, commercially raised fish in the sense of fish farms from the oceans, such as Atlantic salmon. Atlantic salmon is a commercially raised farm fish as opposed to wild-raised things. So if you have a sugar craving, there's some other things. There's carbon, phosphorus, sulfur, tryptophan. We have a break coming up here in a few moments, and I will tell you sources of these other kinds of minerals that are absolutely essential to life in case the chromium doesn't take care of your craving. And so Cataplex GTF is the chromium source I always go to with my patients. Again, orders at ForbiddenDoctor.com, Cataplex GTF. We'll continue with more of the DJV Health Show next. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell at ForbiddenDoctor.com.
Doors don't stay open forever. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Sometimes when we're presented opportunities, we freeze. We freeze as in we don't make any decision at all. But, and this is important to understand, no decision is a decision. Doors will open for you throughout your entire life, but they won't stay open forever. So decide. Either go through the doors or don't. But don't stand in the doorway unless you're prepared to realize that standing in the doorway is a decision itself. Make decisions, because the decisions you make aren't wrong, they're just the decisions you make right now. Learn from them. Whatever the result, learn from every decision you make. For help making decisions, listen to my new podcast, Tackling Life, with NFL legend Ray Lewis. And be sure to like us on Facebook.
That's the sound of your KFC chicken sandwich order. That's what happens next. Your chicken is Kentucky Fried to order. And that's the sound of your chicken being put on a brioche bun. Brioche buns don't make a lot of noise. Then we add sauce and pickles and serve your sandwich to you piping hot. Order the KFC chicken sandwich. It's Kentucky Fried to order on the KFC app or at KFC.com. At participating locations, prices may vary.
Hello, Discover here to explain our cash back match. Here's how it works. We give you cash back for using your Discover card on the things you were going to buy anyway. Then we match that cash back in your first year. And that's why we call it cash back match. Now to recap and say cash back one more time. We match all the cash back you've earned at the end of your first year automatically. Discover, exceptionally common sense. Learn more at discover.com/match. Limitations apply.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Prepare for a major recession. That's the warning from Deutsche Bank based in Germany, which first predicted only a mild recession was coming. Their economists now say there's better than a 50% chance a major recession will hit America next year. Polish and Bulgarian officials said Tuesday that Russian energy company Gazprom informed them it was suspending natural gas supplies to the two countries for their refusal to pay in Russian rubles. The cutoffs took effect today. European leaders said they would not comply, arguing that it violated the terms of contracts. President Biden, in a meeting with House Democrats, said that he's poised to take significant action to relieve student loans, a move that would strain inflation and the national debt. The current number sits at $1.7 trillion nationwide. Representative Tony Cardenas, the Democrat from California, initially raised the issue with Biden during their meeting. USA Radio News.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Project Veritas released newly leaked audio that recorded Twitter leadership addressing staff over concerns relating to Elon Musk's takeover of the company. In this clip, Twitter CMO Leslie Braylon, board chair Brett Taylor, and CEO Parag Agrawal.
How does the board and Mr. Musk plan on dealing with a mass exodus, considering the acquisition is by a person with questionable ethics?
The question of attrition, as Parag stated, one of the themes of today is continuity and ensuring that Parag and this leadership team continues to operate the business successfully on behalf of our users, on behalf of our customers. And that has obviously been a big topic of discussion at the board. And as I mentioned, an area that is important to Elon Musk as well because of the importance of Twitter as a service.
With no board in place, who will keep Elon accountable and how? Elon made it clear in public that a large part of the reason he bought the platform was because of our moderation policies and disagreements in how we deal with health. This puts Twitter service and trust and safety, as well as anybody who cares about health on the platform, in a very difficult position.
Twitter service, the role of our policies, and the capabilities we built around content moderation are fundamental to keeping Twitter safe and growing. I believe that there is a lot of work we have to do to continue making that better.
The company-wide call lasted around 45 minutes. I'm Lance Pry, and we are USA Radio News.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Welcome back to the DJB Health Show. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell at jackstockwell.com. And during this segment of the show today, I want to get into more of these indications of what your cravings mean. Now, I talk about chromium, in my opinion, being the number one mineral deficiency if you have a sugar craving, because your body cannot process sugar without chromium. It doesn't need very much. And also phosphorus. Now, phosphorus is considered to be a ubiquitous mineral, meaning it's everywhere. It's in everything you eat. There's some phosphorus in one form or another. That's why you don't really see phosphorus supplements in the stores. But again, chicken, beef, fish, eggs, dairy. I've got about eight. I think I have eight sources here for phosphorus, but the first five are all animal products. Chicken, beef, fish, eggs, dairy. Then also, again, as the same thing with chromium or magnesium, nuts, legumes. It could be a sulfur craving. Where are we going to, where are the best foods for sulfur? Cranberries, horseradish, cauliflower, broccoli, cabbage, almost in any form. Cooked or not, you're going to get a good dose of sulfur from that. You have two amino acids. Of the 21 amino acids in the body, nine of them are essential. In other words, they have to come in through the diet. Your body will make the rest of them. Amino acids are the building blocks of proteins. If you can imagine proteins being a cement wall
the amino acids would be the mortar holding those bricks together. And some amino acids have to come in through the diet, and your sulfur-based ones have to come in through the diet. So cranberries, horseradish, cauliflower, broccoli, cabbage. Could also be a tryptophan problem. Tryptophan is another very important amino acid. Cheese, lamb, liver. I know you probably aren't too much of a fan of liver. I am. I could eat a dinner of liver and onions at least once a week, cooked properly, slow cooked in butter or slow cooked in lard. I'm a very big fan of lard. Lard's been around for thousands and thousands of generations without heart disease. But that's a story for another podcast. But liver is the most concentrated food on the face of the planet. And for very good reasons why. But anyway, it could be a tryptophan. And then hard cheeses, also lamb, raisins, sweet potato, spinach, other good sources of tryptophan. What if you crave bread? Or toast or pasta or some other kind of processed carbohydrate. It could be nothing more than a nitrogen deficiency. And nitrogen, again, high protein foods, meat, fish, nuts, beans. What if you crave oily, fatty foods? Most likely a calcium deficiency. Where are we going to find calcium? Raw milk. Hard cheeses. You know, there's more calcium in cheese per ounce than milk, because obviously the cheese is a concentration of the milk. But again, where do we find calcium? Dairy products, milk, cheese, yogurt. Also, you'll find a lot of it in the green leafy vegetables. What if you crave salty foods? What if you're always reaching for a payday candy bar that's loaded with salted peanuts? What if you're craving potato chips? Anything that's very salty. Chloride is usually a big problem. The sodium chloride that is on the salty food or in the salty food, you have to have chloride. That's half of your stomach acid. Hydrochloric acid, hydrogen, and chloride. Your body, your stomach wall has these incredible little, millions upon millions of these little proton pumps. And what this proton pump is doing during digestive process is just kind of pushing out these little protons. That's a hydrogen ion mixing up with chloride present in your diet to form hydrochloric acid. And a lot of times, when you do not have enough chloride in your diet to adequately, and chloride has a lot of other It has an awful lot of other products inside or processes inside your body. But it's very important that you have enough chloride to make enough hydrochloric acid to digest your food. And as we get older in age, a lot of times you start to have some deficiencies in the hydrochloric acid. And then what do? You run off to the nearest care center or your family care practitioner or whatever and get an acid inhibitor. We got to do a show on that too, because that's very dangerous to stop the digestion of proteins. But in other words, it just comes down to a lot of times a salty food craving could be nothing more than chloride. Where's a good source of chloride? Again, we come back to animal sources, especially fish, deep ocean fish, not the commercial fish, deep ocean fish. And interestingly enough, goat's milk has a higher content of chloride in it than cow's milk does, although cow's milk does. And again, I'm always talking about raw milk. I've got to do a show on raw milk. There's a lot of states that outlaw raw milk. But raw milk is one of the healthiest foods on the face of the planet. And then what if you just can't stop your cravings to eat, period? You know, you have a breakfast cereal and pasteurized milk and whatever, and you run off to school, run off to work, or you work from home, and before too long, you're just hungry again. Now, it's not because you had Chinese food for breakfast, and then you know, with Chinese food, you got to keep eating all the time, because usually Chinese food is very protein deficient. And unless you've got thousands of generations of oriental genetic development inside of you to handle a high carbohydrate diet that most of them have, you're going to be constantly hungry. And it could reflect back on a lot of these other deficiencies. But just you can't get enough to eat. There's probably some essential amino acids that you need. And I'm talking about tryptophan and I'm talking about tyrosine. And tryptophan, cheese, liver, lamb, raisins, sweet potato, spinach. Tyrosine, you get from colored vegetables, color of fruits. Tyrosine and tryptophan are very important for the formation of various hormones as well as neurotransmitters. And when your brain senses the fact that there's not enough of these vital chemicals in your body to keep you running and up on your feet and getting the job done, it will give you these hidden cravings. And it's just marvelous how the body does this overall, in the sense that these are warning signs, like the little red light that pops up on your dash in the car when your oil is dangerously low. And so you can put a little piece of tape over that little red light on your dashboard so you don't have to look at it. Or you can do something about it. And so you can refer back to what I'm talking to you about today in the sense of these various kinds of cravings that show up. There's other kinds, but that pretty well, you know, covers the basis here. The important thing to take away from this is that there's nothing wrong with you when you have these strong cravings. It's your body saying, I need magnesium. I need calcium. I want to work for you. I want to get the job done. I want to make sure you can jump out of bed and go to work or go vacation or a round of golf or tennis or yard work and gardening. And I want you to be able to get there and get these things done. But I need some help. And the help I need with triggering you with this craving, this hidden craving deep inside you, is I need these minerals. Now, there's an easy way to hit them all, and it's something called trace minerals B12. Again, it's something else that we have that we always recommend to our patients in the clinic, trace minerals B12. And that's at orders@forbiddendoctor.com. You can always call the office, 801-523-1890, and say, hey, I heard Dr. Jack talking about mineral deficiencies and how they drive my cravings. I want to get what he told me about with trace minerals. Because a lot of cravings come from, you know, the major minerals, the most important one is calcium, of course. Calcium is so important that you have a gland in your body to regulate calcium levels inside of you. Almost every system inside your body requires calcium to some degree or another. Your nervous system will not send signals without calcium. Your muscles cannot contract without calcium. You can't digest foods and absorb them in the gut properly without calcium. You can't have healthy skin and nails and hair without calcium. And the list goes on and on and on. So while iron is important and copper is important and a lot of chromium and a lot of other minerals, your body regulates those levels by the cravings that it gives you to get those things into your diet. But calcium is absolutely essential to life. Your heart won't beat without it. Your brain can't work without it. So you have the parathyroid glands, these four little glands on the sides of the thyroid gland that have a very important hormone in them, that when it releases this hormone, it will increase the calcium levels inside the bloodstream. Now, there's other factors that are necessary to get the calcium out of the bloodstream and into the tissues where it's needed. We'll talk about that in the future. But the important thing is, and I guess I'm repeating myself to some degree here, when you get cravings, it's a, I need help. Please get me what I need to take these things and get this covered. So that's why I take three trace mineral B12. We throw some B12 in there too, because it's more easily assimilated this way. But trace minerals, B12, at orders@forbiddendoctor.com. So I've got a couple of more things that I want to talk to you about, but what is really important to know and understand is this idea that we are mineral-based life forms. You're always hearing all the emphasis about this vitamin and that vitamin. You know what vitamins are for? Vitamins are what are called enzymes, coenzymes, that bring minerals into a biochemical reaction inside the body. The vitamin itself, without the associated mineral, will not get the job done. Think about that for a moment. These things go hand in hand. And so it's like a car without gasoline, or gasoline with no car. It's not going to get you anywhere. So always, you want to make sure that you have your mineral requirements covered if you're taking vitamins, because that's what gets the mineral brought into the process. Now, I want to tell you a little story about calcium. We're going to do that. We've got, I think, our last break coming up here in a few minutes. I want to tell you a story. It's about a 100-year-old story, and I think you'll like it, because it really gets to the point of what I'm trying to talk to you about here, that we need to concentrate on. So we'll continue with more of the DJD Health Show next. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell at ForbiddenDoctor.com.
Let's talk about your credit cards. When you first start using them, it's a slow drip. You make charges, then more charges, then bills come, and they keep coming. When you open your statements, the floodgates come pouring in. You realize you have more credit card debt than you can afford, and you're barely making the minimum payments. Wouldn't it be nice to make one affordable payment and have all your credit card bills covered? Make this free call and learn our responsible way to get your credit card bills paid and under control.
Sponsored by Consumer Education Services, a nonprofit organization.
800-876-3643. 800-876-3643. 800-876-3643. That's 800-876-3643.
CESI is not a loan company. The establishment of a debt management plan may adversely affect your credit rating. Non-payment of debt may lead creditors to increase finance and other charges to undertake collection activity, including liquidation.
Why should you trust Brembo Brakes? Because 60 years of racing, testing, braking, and bettering. Because dogs in the road, indecisive squirrels, and that kid chasing the lost ball. Because tiny humans in the back seat and blind turns in front of you. Because every car should be equipped with the same kind of performance, safety, and comfort that manufacturers and professional drivers trust every day. Visit buybrembo.com and learn more about the most trusted brakes in braking.
Welcome back to the quickest podcast ever, brought to you by Kohl's. Today's topic, friends and family saving. Just in time for Mother's Day.
Speaking of, I got my mom the cutest pajamas for just $27.99. A trendy spring dress for under $25 and 65% off fine jewelry.
Ooh, she's one lucky lady.
So am I. Did I mention I got an extra 25% off? And because I'm a Kohl's Rewards member, an extra $20 off?
Count on Kohl's for more style and more savings.
Select styles, coming up $100 in store only. 25% off ends May 1st. Some exclusions apply. See store at Kohl's.com for details.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Welcome back to the DJB Health Show. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell at ForgivenDoctor.com. And I want to tell you this little story. It's about 100 years old. And there's this little girl that's in the Midwest. It's in Iowa. And there's this little girl who is suffering from diphtheria. And diphtheria, as you well know, can take a child out in no time. And diphtheria, what happens with diphtheria, you get this overgrowth of this bacterial material or this bacterial substance that gets thicker and thicker and thicker in the back of the throat where the air needs to get into the bronchi to get into the lungs. And death by diphtheria is terrible. It's a suffocating death. And so the family calls for the doctor. And the doctor comes out and takes a look at the child and looks inside the throat and said, oh, the poor little thing has diphtheria. Just, you know, keep her warm and give her a lot of fluids and I'll come back in the morning and check on her. And, of course, the parents aren't very happy. But what do you mean? Listen to her. She's wheezing. She can hardly breathe, burning up with fever. What are we going to do with this? Well, just keep her warm and give her a lot of fluids and I'll come back in the morning. Knowing when he left, he'd be coming back to a corpse, or a pretty good understanding of that. So, while he's gone, the family knows the cure for diphtheria. And it's interesting that they called on the doctor in the first place, but they go around to all their neighbors and to find lemons in West Central Iowa 100 years ago is not the easiest thing in the world to do, but they came up with a few, and what they did is it over the mouth of the child that is essentially unconscious, breathing, struggling for air, they would drip drop after drop after drop of lemon juice directly in the back of her throat. So the doctor shows up the next morning, and the child is sitting there at the breakfast table with the parents, little five-year-old little girl, sitting there at breakfast, and the doctor's shocked. Holy smoke, what happened here? And so they told the doctor what they had done. And the doctor says, well, you know, I've heard of that. I've heard about lemon juice. but that's not a professional treat. Well, Doc, why didn't you tell us about it if you knew about it? Well, it's not a professional treatment. Now, what did the lemon juice do? Well, of course, it acidified, and the bacteria in the throat can't exist or live in the presence of acid, the acetic acid that's in the juice. But also that it helped to the vitamin C. Ripe lemons, just like a ripe orange, is just loaded in whole food vitamin C. Not ascorbic acid, but the whole food form of vitamin C. Vitamin C coupled with calcium. And this child is growing up on the farm, so it's got plenty of calcium. Those two together are a home run against these kinds of infectious diseases. So I bring this story up, and I've got this from one of my mentors who got it from one of her mentors, then apparently it's a rather well-established story in the Midwest of America. But the difference between living and dying in extreme conditions like this is the level of calcium and the level of vitamin C that's inside the body at the time of its most crucial trial in trying to survive against infectious processes and infectious diseases. Now, at my podcast at ForbiddenDoctor.com, I have over 200 podcasts with my wife, Mary, who's our chief nutritionist. And in the very early stages, I think it's podcast maybe 3, I get into this in much greater detail about how important the calcium is the gun. The whole food vitamin C is the bullets. And if you want your immune system strong, you need both of these together. And I think it's podcast number 3 that gets into this kind of stuff. It's so very important. And any time we move into cold and flu season, I'm always telling my patients, it's time to start storing up on calcium and whole food vitamin C. And there's a kicker that goes with it, Cataplex F, that's talked about that podcast. Well, that's it for this week's DJV Health Show. Remember, you can hear all of our DJV Health Show podcasts with me and Dr. Ken Kronhaus at djvhealthshow.com. And you can listen to my podcasts at forbiddendoctor.com. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell, and glad to have been able to talk with you today. We'll see you next time.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.